plate a potential nugget.
Dan, in the book, you speak about the fact that we could collect the highlight reel elements from various people, but you actually suggest that we read them as a big bang rather than a drip feed, if I may paraphrase your suggestion.
Yep.
And you suggest that we wait for 10 plus stories to accumulate before we really process them. That's sort of suggestion number one. The other thing you also say is that we choose the right time and place and allow the stories to breathe rather than skim over them. Can you talk a little bit about how we should process the highlight reel once we collect them?
Yes. The waiting for the stories to collect, that to me is really important because we want to have this emotional jolt. In my opinion, a long way back in our conversation, we talked about what cancer did for me, and it created this jolt. It jolted my life. It was traumatic. And that trauma, while I wouldn't wish it on anybody, it was important because it causes us to question our normal assumptions. And that is what this highlight reel can do for people. It is traumatizing, but in a positive way. It causes many people to cry. It unleashes a lot of emotions that you don't even really know where they're coming from. They're mostly positive, but they are a bit stunning. If you get one story or maybe two in a week, and then you sort of read them as they're coming in and maybe just like open up on your email while you're doing other things, really, that may not have its maximum impact. And you may even kind of tune out. Like some people, before I understood all this and would give people this advice, they would read them as they came dribbling in, and they would kind of do it like on the bus or on the tube on the way home. And, you know, you're not going to really allow your emotions out on the tube. You're not really going to, even if you got a very powerful and emotional thing, you're not going to let tears roll down. But to read and really get the biggest jolt on this, you really want to give a space where, you know, for me, say you had 25, 30 stories, you'd want to leave an hour to let that kind of soak in and take your time. You know, it's a real gift. This isn't something you probably have ever read before. And these are some of the most important people in your lives. And they've taken real time to commit stories to paper. And you really want to just give it the space it deserves. So if anybody out there who's listening is going to try this, I actually would wait until you had all the stories in, even if it was just going to be 5-10 stories, get them all, you know, hold out, and then wait until you can give it space and quiet and you can experience the emotions. And then what we do in my classes, in my courses, I have them read it the night before, but then they bring it in and then we start to debrief what it means and how it can help them and how they would craft their jobs or their lives around these strengths. But yeah, I'm actually really glad you brought that up because part of what this book is good for, in my opinion, this exceptional book, some of it is to expose these ideas, these evidence-based ideas to people, but some of it's very practical. You know, each one of us can get a little more living out of life. And so this point you're bringing up right now is just a really practical point of like, how do you get the most out of your highlight reel?
In the work I do, the first phase is typically with the leader to understand them from different angles. First, I engage them in a series of reflections around questions to improve their self-awareness, internal self-awareness rather. Second, I speak to a few people they've interacted with at various points in time, colleagues, past colleagues, friends, spouse, child, customers, and so on. Third, I use a couple of psychometrics to generate some hypotheses so that I can have more targeted and focused conversations with the leader and with the people around the leader. And this process can often take 2 to 3 months. Very often, leaders urge me to share the feedback as a drip feed as it's emerging. In my limited experience, I find that sharing it as a big bang and piecing the puzzle together with all the information is a lot more impactful and is helpful in moving the leader forward than a drip feed. The key is creating the space after receiving the feedback to marinate in it, see what sticks, what emerges, and then move forward with it. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com.